Welcome back to the Do It For The Process podcast. Hi, creative friends. I've recorded this intro like 4 times. I don't even know why. I have liked all of them and I just keep re-recording the intro. So let's just dive in. I'm not re-recording this one. It's staying. Welcome back to the Do It For The Process podcast. My name is Emily Jeffords. Usually I don't overanalyze my intros, but you know, we're all in our heads every now and then. Am I right? This is part 4 out of 5 in Share the Work, which is a mini series that I offer before making artwork. My beautiful, glorious, perfect masterclass designed to help artists grow their businesses, grow their studios, sell more of their work, grow their businesses in sustainable and effective ways. And doors to that class are open. So you can join us if you'd like to really grow your studio this year. If you have that urge inside of you to create a business around your work, whether that means you want to work in this full-time or part-time, or you just want to make more income with your creative work, I always say the truth of it is, if you can't afford to come back to the studio, you can't come back to the studio, which I don't love. I want you to come back to the studio as often as you'd like because your creative work deserves to be seen and loved and valued. We're going to talk today about marketing your creative work. If you haven't done so yet, I'm sure you have. Pull out your notebook, pull out your pencil. I bet you have one for this podcast that's dedicated, that's very, very wise. Go grab those. We also have some worksheets. If you'd like to download the worksheets and work through it in that format, go scroll down below on your phone right now. There is a link. You can click the link. You can get access to the live video version of this podcast and also the worksheets, which is really great. This workshop happens by this workshop, I mean Share the Work, what we're listening to right now. It really happens in a private Facebook community, and the videos are much longer than the episodes that I release here. I record these like a bit more of a synopsis style, like much shorter, clearer, designed just for your ears, versus the workshop, which is about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes long. They are really thorough. I get into a lot more like mindset work. I answer your questions. There's a lot more back and forth in that space. And if you'd like to access those, again, scroll down. You can watch the replays. They're all available for you there. In fact, they're all available because if you haven't noticed, maybe you haven't noticed. I hope not. If you haven't noticed, I promised you 5 episodes this week. And hi, it's me. I'm the problem. I'm a human. And there are not 5 episodes this week. I don't know. Yesterday it was so sunny and I got my kids from school, and instead of sitting down and recording and telling them to be quiet and, like, you know, just doing that whole thing, which doesn't always feel the best. And usually I don't record when my kids are home because of that very reason. It's just like, I don't want them to be quiet. They're children, right? I record when they're at school typically, or when they're not with me, and that works great. But yesterday I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll record when they get home. And it was sunny. And the sun seduced me and I couldn't say no. And therefore there are only 4 podcasts this week. And this one's coming out on Saturday, but do not worry. The 5th episode will drop on Monday. You'll still get all the content. It'll all be here for you. And I can't wait to share it with you. And in fact, on Monday, I'm going to share the entire workshop in audio form. So you can really listen to all of it. It'll be really, really effective. That workshop in particular is so heart-centered. We dig into the lies that are often told to artists that we often believe. And these are not things that are just external. These are also internal lies. Like, I think my audience is tired of seeing my art, and I don't think there's enough space for my art to be seen and to shine in the world. Things like that, where it's really heart-centered and it's worth spending time with. So that episode's it'll be long. It'll be like probably an hour and a half long. I promise you it's going to be worth it. Just, you know, turn it on, paint, create, do your thing, flow. It's a great way to start a Monday. So stay tuned for that. Get excited about it. It'll be worth it. Today, however, before we get ahead of ourselves, today we're talking about marketing and the 5 spaces that I recommend spending your precious, precious limited energy as you market your work in 2024. Let's dive in. Again, go grab your pencil, go get your notebook. You're going to want to jot down some notes. This one in particular, I'm offering 5 really concrete ideas for you as you market your work in this really chaotic and in a time and space where there's a lot of things that you should be doing. And should is in giant quotes, by the way, AKA you should not be doing. Whenever you hear like, I should do that, think, wait, should I really be doing that? I am all for simplifying your life, because when you simplify your life, you have more time for creative freedom. You have more time for creative expression. And I am really, really loving creative expression, creative play, creative flow, creative freedom. And that means a lot less shoulds, okay? So here are these as my recommendations, my suggestions, and where I personally spend my time, and do with it what you will. Okay, grab your pencil, grab your paper, scroll down in your phone right now to get the workbook from this lesson. It'll be really, really helpful for you. And you can join our private community space and hear all the replays from the live workshops. They are really thorough. I'll go in depth in this podcast for sure. But again, if you want more, there's more for you. Okay, see you in like 10 seconds. Wow, you're so fast. Look at you go. Okay, let's dive in. Now that you have all the things that you need, you can really take some beautiful notes. So far in this mini series, in this Share the Work mini series, we've talked about knowing internally that your work is good. That is the introvert work that you're doing. It is just you feeling that juicy, beautiful connection. You have fallen in love with the process. You are doing it for the process. What a great theme for this podcast, am I right? It's all about you. It's all about your gorgeous connection to your work. And that is really, it's valuable in and of itself right there. That's episode 1 in this mini series. Episode 2, we talked about knowing that your audience should see your work, knowing that your work belongs on that pedestal. Your work wants to be seen, it wants to be appreciated, it wants to be loved. Your audience is waiting for it. You got to think about who your audience might be, what they might like from you. And now in episode 3, which we heard most recently, the one just before this is episode 3, about your brand. When your work is on that pedestal, so we've gone from alone in your studio to understanding that there is an audience for your work. Now your work is on that pedestal. It has a spotlight. It wants to be seen. It's waiting to be like appreciated by others. When someone approaches your work, that is your brand. That feeling that they get when they see your work is your brand. I think I explained that kind of confusingly, but listen to the episode. I go really in depth and I think it's really clear and helpful. Your work's aura, your work's vibe, your work's, the feeling around your work is your creative brand. And if your brand is giving off like chaos energy and messy and a little scattered, then that is your brand. If your brand is giving joyful and cheery and bright and colorful, then that is your brand. If your brand is giving off like adventure and connection and freedom, then that's your brand. Yes, your logo matters. Yes, your colors matter. Yes, your photography matters. All these things are completely beautiful and they definitely matter, but they are not your brand. Your brand is the feeling someone gets when they approach your work. There, I said it so clearly. Perfect. Okay, now we're going to talk about that process of sharing your work with somebody else. This is called marketing. Bringing your work to the market. That's all marketing is. Marketing your art in 2024 is very different than in 2014, in 1940, in the 1400s. Everything has changed extremely. Even like 40 years ago, marketing your work as a creative was literally completely opposite of the way that we do things now. You have complete creative control. You have untapped, unmatched, unprecedented, there we go, unprecedented connection to people around the globe. That means that your art can reach people around the globe as well. Your art can reach people that are nowhere near you, but they have connection with you. They have connection to your work. Or they can be your neighbors and they have a connection to your work. And it's just incredible the way that we can touch people and can reach people and we can be in their lives because of our ability to market. The ability to meet your collectors on your own, the ability to grow and expand your work as you would like to, is so exciting. So sink into that for a minute. Fall in love with that idea because you have no limitations. The world is your actual oyster. I love oysters, so that's great for me. The world is your oyster. You are just, oh gosh, it's at your fingertips. Feel it, love it. And now, let's talk about how to do it. So, if I had to choose only five places to market my work in 2024 and far beyond, I would choose these four. And these are in order of preference for me. Take this and run with it. This is where I would spend my energy. This is where I recommend that you spend your precious and limited energy also. Number one. No, wait, I'll start with number five. Let's switch it up. Let's go backwards. Ooh. Okay, again, this is preferential. This is my preference. This is what I recommend. Number five, my fifth favorite way is to show up in real life. And this is only number five because I'm an introvert and I get nervous and I get a little scared. So this is number five out of preference. If I weren't an introvert who had a little social anxiety, this would be like number two, maybe number three. So keep that in mind, number two or number three in like, if I were being a strategist with you, this is again my personal preference. Number five is showing up in local spaces in your community because as humans, we have this really cute thing that we do where we love our neighbors. Isn't that precious? It makes me so happy. We love our neighbors. We love people that are near us. We love people that are connected to us. It's something about our sweet little tiny brains. We think that people that are closer to us are going to actually help us more than people that are far away. And it's not wrong. People that are in your local community are actually more amicable. They're actually more ready to assist. They're actually more ready to find those connections than people that live even like across the state or especially like across the country. My closest friends don't live anywhere near me. My closest friends are in my city, yes, but then also in California and Alaska. So there are definitely exceptions to this rule. A soul connection can happen anywhere. However, when it comes to marketing, people are more likely to be like, oh, hi, let me see your work when you're local. So showing up to things in your local community is a really great way to make those connections. In-person things are incredible. Also, that's for you, the human, right? For your art, for your creative work, it's often experienced most passionately, most effectively, and most powerfully when people can be with it in person. Your work has a better chance of speaking on its own to somebody if they can see it in real life. Now, I sell almost all of my paintings, my originals even, my large scale, large pieces. I sell almost everything I sell online, and I'm able to do that by really, really good photography, really clear marketing, a beautiful website that speaks on my behalf. Like I've really developed this system, and I'll teach you that inside of Making Art Work in detail, but your work can actually speak on its own really effectively in person. So think about things like art shows, galleries, craft fairs, wholesaling your work, which means having your work in stores, licensing your work so people can actually see it in person, having your work in someone's hands or close to their physical form is really, really powerful. So the connections you make in person are really valuable. Your work's ability to speak in person is also really, really valuable. Number four, are you ready for number four? Number four is to collaborate. This one is so fun because when you make those connections with other people, peers, people that work in fields that are adjacent to yours, people that work in areas where you can benefit them and they can benefit you, when you make those connections, your business can grow really organically. Collaborating is one of the most effective ways to have organic reach. This would be things like working with another creative, like a friend or another artist, to cross promote, to collaborate, to have a giveaway, to have something where you do something together at an event. For example, my one of my dearest friends, Tanya, and I do creative retreats together. But not only do we do creative retreats together, which is a massive collaboration, and I love doing those. Oh my gosh, I love them so much. We've also done Instagram Lives together. We've done workshops together. We've done master classes online together. There's a lot of spaces for us to collaborate where we're not even in the same space at all, but we're doing this magical, energetic thing, and I can feed off of her energy, she can feed off of mine, her strengths are my weaknesses and vice versa. And we have this beautiful synergy of just like, hey, let's make some magic. We love each other, let's support each other, let's grow together. Working with a designer, you can offer a discount. You can have that, again, that back and forth give and take where they have a skill that really helps you. Having your work in a beautiful space is awesome. And you have something that really helps them because you create beautiful things and they need them. They need your beautiful things. So that could be an option. And then there's things like working with bloggers or editors or writers or podcasters. This is more in the PR realm. But as you market, think about every way that your work can reach the world. Every way. Anytime someone gets to experience you and or your art, you are marketing your work. So being featured in a magazine, going on local television, having an interview on a podcast, being included in someone's blog post or product roundup, these are all PR and marketing. And that's a genius, genius way to grow your business. Cross-promoting, sharing platforms, going live with your friends, having your work included in some online publication or an in-person, or not in-person, a print publication, offering value to other people will grow your business really effectively. Collaborating is one of the, oh, I love it so much. Just start brainstorming some ideas where you can work with other people and collaborate in some way. Okay, number three, you ready? Number three is to use the magic of Pinterest. I love Pinterest. If you've ever spent time online, if you've ever spent time trying to get traction online and just feel like you're kind of tired by the constant production of content, Pinterest might be your bestie. It is an incredible tool for creatives. It is a visual search engine. It's not social media. People are not commenting and liking and following and all these things. It is a visual digital search engine. So that means that your pins tend to mature over time. They usually have a lifespan of 1 to 12 months versus like 1 to 12 hours or possibly minutes. So that's awesome. You can use ads, but you definitely don't have to. Pins, even just on their own, mature and develop and get repinned and reshared. So what I'd recommend doing just to start is if you have a website, start there. Pin everything on your site. Pin every image that you have on your site to a board that makes sense. Don't do it all at once. Pin like maybe 5 at a time, 10 at a time possibly. But over the course of a few weeks, you're going to develop a really healthy and rich Pinterest strategy. There's more that we can go into, and I'll get into more inside of making artwork, but start there. Pin your work directly to Pinterest with the link associated with that pin. You don't want to send people off into nowhere land, so make sure that the link is tracking. But pin things from your site, pin your listings, pin all the things. If you don't have a website yet, no problem. Don't even worry about it. Start pinning things to or from your Instagram or from your social media presence if you have that, or from an Etsy shop. Really, wherever you share your work online now, utilize Pinterest. If you're new to all of this and you're like, I don't even have a site yet, join me inside of Making Artwork. We'll help you get all squared away. Everything will be clear and tidy and beautiful, and we got you. Okay, number two. Can you guess what this one's going to be? Social media. I love it. I really, really love it. And again, this is personal preference. You don't have to use social media. I know it sounds crazy, but social media can be an incredibly massive waste of time unless you have a strategy, unless you have a plan. So show up with a plan, show up with a clear, beautiful vision, bring that vision into this kind of chaotic space. I mean, it is chaos. If I'm being honest with you, it is really, really chaotic. So within that chaos, show up with clarity, show up with direction, and show up with your excitement. I have social media listed as my second favorite way to market my work because of the connections it offers me. I think it's really special to have that direct access to my customers, to my buyers, to my collectors, to just my fans in general. And I also love the way that it lets me share my work, the multimedia-ness of it, the way that I can share photos and videos, and I can talk directly to camera, and I can show up live. I can post things that feel kind of silly and personal or really like high-end and luxurious. It all fits inside of a space, and I think that's very special. But if you're going to show up on social media, show up first and foremost as an artist, or whatever you call yourself, a designer, a maker, whatever you may be, but be professional first and foremost, and then you can share your personality secondly. And when I say that, I don't mean that you have to be like stale and callous. No, not at all. Talia Stanton is a really great example of someone who shows up as a really warm, friendly, bubbly, happy creative. And has grown an incredible social media following. Talia is also one of the guest experts inside of Making Artworks. You can learn from her. She talks for about 2.5 hours inside of this course and really pours into us. It's incredible. So show up in that space if you'd like to learn from her. She's incredibly generous. She's also an alumni of Making Artworks. She took Making Artwork in 2020, I believe, and has gone on to do incredible things. So come learn from her. Let's talk more about social media because we have a lot to get into in this space. But when you understand why you are posting on whatever platform you choose, then you know how to show up. You know what to say. You know what to post. You know how often to post. And we'll talk more about that in the course as well, like your social media marketing calendar, your content guidelines, those kinds of things, which will all be unique to you. So I'll help you create that. I'll show you examples. But you can kind of create what makes sense for you. I recommend that because there are a lot of platforms that you choose 1 to 2 and you really pour yourself into them. Right now, I'm choosing Instagram and TikTok. TikTok is new for me. I'm still learning how to use the platform. I'm still growing. It feels like a new territory and it feels very fun for me. It doesn't feel quite as like heavy and important as Instagram does. So come find me on TikTok if you'd like to just see what I'm trying over there. I am definitely experimenting, so we'll see how it goes. I do recommend, no matter what you decide to do, where you decide to market, that you do set up an Instagram account, because one thing that's happening is Instagram is becoming the first search result for people. How often do you open up your phone and instead of going to Google to search for someone, you go right to Instagram? A lot, right? Like a lot. I see this happening all the time. People are like, have you heard of this person or have you heard of this thing or this celebrity? They'll go to Instagram first. So definitely set up an account, post several things, have some kind of engagement happening there just to have a presence. Even if you want to say, hey, I don't use this app, follow me here. You can do that, but at least you have something in this space. It's often the first search result for people. It just is the way we work. So definitely, definitely do that. And then you can use it more if you'd like to, of course, but at least you have that kind of homepage element in place. So that's great. Okay, number one, my very favorite personal, again, this is personal, my very favorite, most top, perfect, what I'd spend my energy on if I only have one place to market at all in the whole world would be email marketing. Surprised? Yes, no, yes. Email marketing is absolutely worth my energy. Some of these places feel like they might be a waste of energy. You might kind of risk wasting energy. You don't know. But my email list, never a waste of energy. Never a waste to send a studio email. I will always get sales. Like, that's incredible. And why is that? Let's talk about it. When you have a newsletter, and if you're like, Emily, I don't have anyone on my newsletter list, don't worry about it. Join Making Artwork. I will teach you how to grow a newsletter. I will teach you how to attract people to your list. And when you do, they will be your ideal buyers. These people are in this space because they love your work. They love you. They want to buy your work. You don't have any like randos in this space. Everyone who's on your email list has chosen to be there. That is incredible. You don't need a huge list. You need like 10 people. You need 30 people. In fact, let me read a testimonial about making art work, but she talks about her email list in this testimonial. This is from Ashley Fry. She says, guys, I'm floored right now. I launched a collection. This is the first collection I properly marketed with Emily's strategies. I have a total of 24 watercolor abstracts in this collection. And within 3 hours of launching this morning, I have sold almost half of them. I expected maybe one. I have a following of 300 on Instagram, and I have 58 people on my email newsletter. This is a tiny following, but I feel like it's a huge, totally unexpected success. I want to share this win with you, and a huge thank you to Emily for sharing her strategies. My pleasure. See, that's what I mean. You don't need a huge list. You don't need it to be thousands and thousands of people. You really only need a few people on your list. It does not have to be huge. And I will definitely help you attract those ideal people to your list inside of Making Art Work. When you nurture your email list with a welcome sequence, with warm, beautiful, thoughtful newsletters, emails that feel more like gifts, more like letters than like boring emails, the results are incredible. And your connection with your audience can be really thoughtful and really, really nurturing. So email newsletters are definitely, not even newsletters, but email marketing is definitely my number one recommendation as you begin to market your work in 2024. Okay, so in reverse order from what I told you. Number one, email marketing. Number two, social media. Number three, use the magic of Pinterest. It is absolutely wonderful. Not a waste of energy at all. Number four, collaborate. Bring people into your marketing with you. Let them come alongside you. Build them up. They'll build you up. Number five, real in-person exposure to your art. Real in-person events, having your work in shops, licensing your work for in-person type of connections or products. Think about how you can show up in person, or your work can show up in person. Having that physical connection to your work is absolutely incredible. Okay, I hope this has been helpful for you. If you're ready for more, if you're ready to grow, you know what I'm going to recommend. You know, join me inside of Making Art Work. You can take this course at your pace. We begin next Friday. Not even a week away. I cannot believe it. This course will absolutely change your life. It will change the way that you approach your creativity. It will change the way that you approach your studio. It's going to infuse so much love and passion into your creative practice. And definitely into the way that you grow your business. You will actually grow. You will actually sell more work. You will find success in ways that you didn't even know that you could. And you will. The doors are open right now through next Thursday, the 21st. And I would love to get to know you, to get to know your business, to get to know your art better in that space. It's an honor to be in that beautiful room with you. And you belong there, you fit there, you are welcome there, and I can't wait to meet you. Okay, come back on Monday where we'll discuss in a very beautiful, thorough, heartfelt, and a little bit longer, stay tuned, it's gonna be worth it, podcast episode on growing your dream career and overcoming a lot of the mindsets that tend to hold us back as artists. I'm gonna let you hear the audio from the actual live workshop, so yes, it's gonna be longer, it will be worth it, I promise you. Bring your notebook and your pencil, please. Okay. I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your gentleness last week as I, enjoyed the sunshine instead of recording a podcast episode. I hope it's worth it when you hear this one. All right. Bye for now.